"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you could hear whatever you missed on the iHeart app. It's John Cobell Show on Demand. It's the podcast version of the show, and I am I got enough here for about 6 hours. I cannot waste any time. Really, today's a bountiful day in news and bizarre things, and one of the biggest stories is that the Supreme Court heard arguments from Donald Trump's lawyers that a president is immune to, well, they were arguing is immune to any kind of prosecution for anything that happens to him during his presidency, whether it's over a public issue, a private issue. And it seems, and I'm trying to, you know, I do not have a law degree, but we're going to have somebody on who does. It seems like the Supreme Court met him halfway maybe on this. Let's go to Royal Oaks, ABC News legal analyst, and to see what you think the Supreme Court, which way it may be going on this issue. Royal, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, John, I know time is precious, so I'm shocked you're having me on, but I'm going to do my best anyway. You're absolutely right. They're splitting the baby. So the lower courts said an ex-president is not immune from criminal prosecution. If he did bad stuff, official, unofficial, you can get indicted. The Supreme Court seems open to giving some level of immunity to a former president accused of a crime while in office. And it was a fascinating three-hour oral argument. It was basically a battle of hypotheticals over the immunity issue. The liberal justices said stuff like, well, what if he ordered the assassination of a political rival? Or what if he appointed an ambassador? That sounds official, but he demanded a bribe in return. Now, the conservative justices asked stuff like, well, what if a former president is indicted, you know, by a bunch of left-wing local prosecutors? They're going to charge him for years. They're both, you know, good, interesting questions. But the bottom line is this. We all know it's hugely important, John, as to whether there is a trial in that Washington, D.C. January 6th case before November. And the judge is just chomping at the bit to get that trial going. This conservative majority, I think five or six of them, they are absolutely going to send this case back to the trial court to determine, okay, they're going to say there are two buckets. There's an official act bucket and a personal act bucket. Which of Trump's various actions, pressuring Mike Pence, the fake electors, this and that, which act goes in which bucket. And that process of distributing his acts into official and non-official, that's going to kill Jack Smith's chance to hold the trial on the January 6th election interference. It's going to be way after November. So it's basically mission accomplished from Trump's standpoint, even if he loses the case, even if ultimately everybody decides, well, basically most of what you did was personal. It was election, it was campaign stuff. The key is this is going to put off that case. It could put off the Georgia case also, although, as you know, the Fannie Willis DA kerfuffle down there, that means they're probably not going to have a Georgia trial down there anyway. So,
okay, what about the one trial?
What
about the Florida case with the documents? The documents he was hoarding.
That's kind of a blendo. Trump could say, well, you know, I took the documents while I was still president. That sounds kind of official. But then they're going to say, well, after you were president, beyond your official capacity, you lied and you didn't hand the documents back and you stuffed the top secret stuff in your bathroom. So who knows whether that could be affected or not. But frankly, you know, the judge hasn't set a trial date in Florida. The judge that was appointed by Donald Trump, I wouldn't bet on that one going. So really, the only one that's going to go is the one that's going right now, Stormy Daniels in New York City, which most people agree is the weakest of the four criminal cases and the least important of the four criminal cases. You know, like paying off a porn star is really something that goes to, you know, the heart of democracy.
Yeah, so Trump has the guts and the money to play the system, push everything to the limit and find the holes and find the weaknesses that nobody ever thought of before.
Oh, absolutely. And his lawyers are absolutely implementing a strategy. But you know, in their oral argument this morning, Justice Samuel Alito, he used the old expression about, you know, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. Countless local DAs could prosecute a president. You have all sorts of instability if a president has to look over his shoulder during his term. Oh, you know, am I going to get indicted by some Yahoo district attorney in Oregon for taking a step that I think is important and bold for the country? So, yeah, it's a tough question as to how much immunity a president should have. But this court, I don't think this court wants to look like they're Donald Trump's handmaiden. So they're not going to come out and say, Donald Trump is right. He really wants us to say that anything and everything a president does, he's immune from prosecution. It's a more logical approach. Let's sort out whether it was official or unofficial, but that's going to take time, and that's the key issue
right.
from a political
standpoint. And then if Trump becomes president, he could end all these prosecutions, correct? I mean, he could give orders to the Department of Justice to drop all these cases against him.
Yeah, a couple of angles there. First of all, theoretically, he could direct his Department of Justice with his new attorney general. I don't think he's going to appoint Jeffrey Sessions again. It's just a guess.
No.
But anyway, the problem is then people are going to be outraged and say, it sounds like Saturday night massacre. You know, you're impeding justice. The other angle is, may a president pardon himself? And that's unsettled. The courts have never addressed that. It sounds a little flaky. There's a principle you can't be a judge in your own case. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says you may not pardon yourself. And there are limits on pardons in the Constitution. So, yeah, he probably could get rid of it.
Well, that's what's fascinating about the cases he's involved in, is inevitably what comes up in the case is, well, gee, that's not in the law. That's not in the Constitution. Nobody thought of this before. The founding fathers didn't put that in. And that's where he works the angles and he finds the crevices and he slides his way through.
Right. And there's so many issues in nearly 300 years of our country that really haven't been addressed, like may a president pardon himself or the immunity buckets. So, yeah, the Supreme Court is sinking its teeth into it. But you're right. He's exploiting some very interesting, unsettled issues. And bottom line is time is on his side.
All right. Royal, very good. Thank you for coming on with all that.
You bet.
All right. Royal Oaks, ABC News, the Supreme Court. It looks like they're not going to give total immunity to Trump or any president for acts he commits while president. Maybe immunity for public acts, but not private acts. But the real bottom line, the real purpose of this was to delay the trial. And this involves all the activity in Washington on January 6th and Trump's role in that. Those charges are going to have to be sorted out, perhaps, after the decision comes down in June. And then the appeals court or the district court there is going to have to say, okay, this is protected under Trump's public decision making. This one's not protected because this was a private issue. By the time they sort all that out, there's no way they get the trial before November. And if he becomes president, he'll kill the prosecution. And if he's not president, nobody's going to care anymore. So we will continue here. When we come back, turns out things eventually got nuts at USC yesterday, and they arrested 93 people. And also, the National Review did a story, and they looked at some of the interviews of students around the country and found that a lot of these students, we touched on this yesterday, but it's really true. A lot of these kids have no idea what they're protesting about, and they have no idea that they're fighting for Palestine, Iran, Hamas, and how they would be treated based on their affinity group, how they would be treated if they were in Palestine or Iran or they were under the rule of Hamas. And just the colossal ignorance of these teenagers, really, and people in their early 20s who think they know everything. Turns out they know almost nothing, but they like marching around and screaming about it. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's start with the USC thing, because it was noisy at first, and then it seemed to calm down. I don't think after we had Chris Adler on early in the show yesterday, there was anything further newsworthy. And then starting late afternoon into the evening, things went nuts, because there were dozens of LAPD cops that were on the campus at 4 o'clock, and they formed a line around Alumni Park, and that's where the graduation is supposed to be next month. And they closed the gates to the campus. You had to show your ID to prove that you belonged to the university in some way. The professors were given the option of conducting classes online, and a lot of professors took that option. Probably not because they were scared of the protesters, but because they're lazy slugs. At 5 o'clock, the USC Department of Public Safety gave the protesters a 10-minute warning to disperse or face arrest. Now, this is the way you handle a protest. This is what they did not do in Columbia. And protesters then gathered around the officers and started chanting. And the LAPD officers marched towards the students carrying less lethal weapons. There has to be a better phrase than that. Less lethal weapons. Students got another 10-minute warning. Then there was an LAPD helicopter at a loudspeaker that blasted the message, "Your time is up. Leave the area or you'll be arrested for trespassing." Well, students wouldn't move. And then a half hour later, LAPD entered the campus. Protesters chanted, "All we want is peace." And the cops were having none of it. In fact, one of the cops briefly raised his less lethal weapon, and the crowd started shouting, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." It's like, yeah, you want a rubber bullet in the forehead? Whoa. And nobody could say for sure if a rubber bullet was shot or not, but a video posted showed an officer shooting one towards a crowd that was off campus, but they don't know for sure. And eventually 93 people were arrested. By 9:30, the crowd had dispersed, and some officers stayed to stand guard. Now, your daughter was there. Did she run into any nonsense?
She didn't, but when she went out for lunch, because she goes to the law school there, so yeah. It was kind of away from where the protests were happening. But then she couldn't get back on campus for a long time. Then she had to show her ID. And you know what really stinks about all this is that she has finals tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so these students have finals this week, and they have to deal with this. I mean, how it's very distracting. And yeah. And graduation next month.
I know.
It's so unfair to the students.
You can't just relax and enjoy anything because of the, you know, we have a few hundred whack jobs. Don't these whack jobs have finals? Or are these all outside agitators who, I don't know. I mean, the selfishness, the ego of these people that they think by shouting into the wind that they're going to affect a war on the other side of the world. And this is not just an inconvenience. This is a major disruption during an important time of the school year. And they should all be arrested. And they should be arrested and thrown in jail like for the rest of the semester. So they can't do anything further to disrupt people's education. I was reading today that this, you know, some of the kids, they've had such a disruptive college experience because it started in COVID, right?
Right.
And they were isolated in their rooms online. And now it's ending with this nonsense.
Well, USC canceled its main graduation. They did that today. They canceled it.
They can't. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's sad. That's wrong.
The main, their main stage graduation where 65,000 people come every year.
Oh, that's terrible.
That because of security.
Yeah, because of insane toddlers. And I'll talk about some of these people when we come back. And they're completely ignorant. They don't know what they're yelling about and who they're yelling for. And they don't know what it would be like if they lived in the countries that they are protesting for. If, like, if you actually lived in Iran or lived in Palestine, what your life would be like. I have never seen such stupidity and ignorance and selfishness in my life. It's like they're all acting out some kind of massive nervous breakdown.
And then they're talking about it's free speech. You're trying to take away our free speech.
No, your free speech doesn't mean you get to disrupt everyone's life. You know, my free speech doesn't mean I can come and shout in your ear at 2 o'clock in the morning while you're sleeping. You are creating a big public nuisance, a big public ruckus. Oh, USC, they shouldn't be canceling graduation, but they were trying to harass these idiot protesters. They have a no camping law. And every time the tents were put down on the ground by the students, you know, the campus went after the tents. And so the students end up carrying the tents and walking around in a circle so they couldn't be accused of camping. That's a farce. The whole thing is ridiculous. Now, when we come back, National Review looked at some of the stories, some of the interviews around the country, and what is overwhelming that will blow your mind is how little all these teenagers and people in their early 20s know. They think they're so worldly. They think they're, you know, they're citizens of the world, and they're having an impact on global policy and American foreign policy, and that they, you know, this is going to be a turning point in world history. They have no idea what this is about. They don't have no idea who they're defending and fighting for, and that they themselves, if they were in these countries, some of them would be executed for the lifestyles they lead. Tell you about it when we come back.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Moist line. Hey, we're playing calls tomorrow. 877-MOIST-86 is the number. 877-MOIST-86. Or you can use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. But tomorrow's the day if you want to be heard by the rest of the audience. Now, what is fascinating to me is just the the existence of these protests, and then the coverage of the protests, and how little is done to dissect the personality disorders that a lot of these people have. They really do have personality disorders. Their chanting is vacuous. I mean, as empty as a Kardashian. There's nothing. It's just stupid rhymes. It's a lot of toddler behavior. Toddlers like rhymes. Toddlers like to stamp their feet and scream really loud. And if they don't get their way, you know, have a big hissy fit and start throwing things. And so it's the glorification of toddler behavior in the bodies of people who are roughly between 18 and 22 years old, whose parents are spending $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year and more for an elite education that more or less guarantees them a very comfortable upper middle class life. And yet these people seem to be so unhappy and so oppressed, so desiring of being noticed, of having some effect on the world. I mean, if they could put all these energies into something real, you know, there's a lot of places you could volunteer. There's a lot of ways when you're 20 years old with a lot of energy to have an impact on other people's lives who aren't that fortunate. And yet, no, they stamp around like little babies, screaming and yelling. And then if you talk to them, you find out they don't know much about what they're protesting over. I'm going to play this clip again yesterday. And this is a clip of a couple of protesters who were actually quizzed about, why are you doing this?
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I wish I was more educated. Do you know what NYU is doing about Israel? Do you know? I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't for the threat of violence, if it wasn't that they're blocking regular students from attending class and enjoying life and graduating and going to final exams, this is a laughingstock. It's a farce. There's nothing meaningful in it. Just because overgrown babies go outside and have a toddler fit, it's like, well, look what the youth of today thinks about these issues. Who gives a crap? I was 20. Who gives a crap what I thought when I was 20? I didn't know anything. Nobody does when they're that young. I don't know why we feel the need to worship. It's like, well, this is what the young people are upset with. Shut up. And expanding on this, there's an article in the National Review by Kayla Bartsch. And she was looking at some of the protesters at campuses around the country and noticed, in addition to setting up tents, she noted that a lot of them said they actually don't know why they're protesting, but they want to support Palestine, you know, solidarity with Palestine. And in between the tents, their display of resistance included performing interpretive dances for decolonization. You know, Israel has colonized Palestine. That's their argument. So in order to get Israel to stop colonizing Palestine, they are doing interpretive dances. They weave friendship bracelets. They sell incense and essential oils. And they are vaping for the oppressed as well. Now, at some of the Ivy League encampments, there's an overlap between LGBTQ advocates and the Free Palestine advocates. And I can't even read these signs, but I'll give you the gist of them. Among the signs at Columbia was trans gays for Palestine, except they use the F word, you know, the sexual F word. Trans for fat Palestine. Also, trans lesbians for Palestine. Okay? Now, Caleb Barch writes, who's going to tell them that they would be, the gays and the lesbians, would be the first to be executed under Sharia law? Which is what they're protesting for. Palestine is run under Sharia law. So is Palestine's boss, Iran. The supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran is Ali Khamenei, the Ayatollah Khamenei. And he posted his support on Twitter of the college encampments. And what Caleb Barsh wrote is, how satisfying for him to watch the children of America's elite praise Hamas and Hezbollah, which are funded, trained, and armed by Iran to achieve the twin goals of death to America and death to Israel. That's what the boys and girls are doing over at USC and UCLA today. Now, if these students were protesting in Iran...
Huh. You were worried about me in Dubai?
Yeah, right. Well, they'd be sentenced to death. Here's an example. There is an Iranian rapper named Tumaj Salehi, and he was protesting over the killing of a young woman in police custody. Well, Tumaj got the death sentence for protesting. Now, Mahsa Amini was the woman killed in police custody. You know what she did wrong? Improper wearing of a hijab. That's one of the crimes that you could be severely punished for in Iran. You're not wearing your hijab properly. You don't see these girls at USC protesting over that, huh? Iranian women cannot sing or dance solo in public. They cannot ride a bicycle. They cannot attend matches in sports arenas. There are certain education subjects they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to study. They cannot hold any offices of power. Violence against women is a norm under the Islamic Republic of Iran. According to Iranian law, adultery is punishable by stoning. Violating the hijab rules is punishable by 70 lashes. Do you think any of the girls at USC protesting yesterday knows this? I would just love to see their faces. They go, oh, that's not cool. Many young women and middle-aged women receive this punishment. Homosexuality is illegal under the Islamic Republic law in Iran. Same-sex crimes, that's right, crimes are subjected to hudud, which is a punishment under Sharia law where whoever is making the claim is deemed to be God. So if somebody goes to an Iranian law enforcement official and says, hey, those two were having gay sex, the person making the claim is considered to be God. This is God filing the claim. Punishments are severe. In fact, sodomy, known as lavat, is punishable by death when a judge determines that penetration was involved. 0% of these college children, these toddlers, know this. Because if you support Palestine, you support Hamas, you support Iran, you support Sharia law, you support the strictest form of Islam. As for Hamas, because Hamas is Palestine, Palestine is Hamas. The norm in Hamas in Gaza is they throw women in jail or worse for the crime of organizing Zoom calls. And if you have extramarital sex, also jail. Article 18 of the Hamas Covenant of 1988 decrees that women in the home of the fighting family, whether she is a mother or a sister, plays the most important role in looking after the family, rearing the children, and imbuing them with moral values and thoughts derived from Islam. That's not exactly a feminist manifesto, is it? In other words, while the men are out fighting for freedom, you're supposed to stay in the house and raise the kids. This is what these protesters, these are the countries, the religion, the terrorist groups. This is what the USC kids and the UCLA kids are supporting. They're absolute idiots. They're intellectual idiots. They're moral idiots. They don't have a shred of knowledge. All they know, it's really cool to go out and chant and stamp your feet and bang drums and chant in rhymes, which is exactly what you would find in a gymboree class.
Too bad somebody can't go to these protests with a bullhorn because, you know, it's so loud. It's overwhelming there. And just spew off everything you just said.
Yeah, well, the reaction probably would be just to scream louder because there's so much cognitive dissonance. Anything they hear that counteracts whatever belief system, they'll just reject, I suspect.
Well, then they don't belong on these elite campuses.
No. And this is what gets into the, this is what all, I mean, geez, I raised my kids on the West Side and everybody was fighting, turning their kids into basket cases, trying to get them into these kinds of schools. And you get there and these are not elite intellects. It's not filled with all this great intellectual firepower and talents. No, just a bunch of spoiled rich kids, the dilettantes. They've had everything taken care of for them in life, so life doesn't really have any meaning. They have nothing to fight for in their own life because they know more or less everything's taken care of. Mom and dad drop dead. I'm inheriting millions of dollars, and I'll do what I want.
And these are the ones that are going to want to work from home.
Yeah. They inherit their parents' house, and they work from home, right. And they talk on Zoom all day. And so these are the great moral intellects who are now screaming out in the street. Probably ought to stop covering them all. They're not really worth the time.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up right after Deborah's 2 o'clock news, we're going to talk to John Lewin, Deputy DA. We've had him on many times, and he's got a lot to say about the latest Gascon scandal. It never stops. Gascon hired a former public defender named Diana Turan as an assistant district attorney, not a deputy DA, which most of the prosecutors have as a title, but an assistant district attorney, basically part of the Gascon upper tier of his administration. And she is being charged with 11 felonies that she illegally accessed information about police officers, some of whom that she was investigating. These were their private work records, confidential records. And she broke the law. So says Rob Bonta, the California Attorney General. Newsom's buddy, Rob Bonta, is going after Gascon's top administrator, Diana Turan. And it's 11 charges, 11 felonies. Hard to believe Gascon didn't know about all this. We'll talk with John Lewin coming up. While we got a minute, we've been discussing all the college demonstrations here at USC and UCLA. This is from UCLA today, I guess. This is Chip Yost from KTLA Channel 5, The Reporter. And you're going to hear a clip of him. And apparently he and the cameraman for Channel 5 got into it with a protester who did not want to be recorded on video.
I'm allowed to be here to report on it.
Do you want to protect these undergraduates' First Amendment rights?
I am concerned about covering this story.
Do you want to protect? Do you want to protect
their First Amendment right? Is they're allowed to come over here and talk to me if they want to? Okay, our camera is being physically pulled from us right now. You believe this is appropriate? All this.
You want to protect?
Why are you here? You're here because you're protesting. You want your message out. Yet you're trying to kick us out of your area where you're protesting.
Just answer the question.
It's kind of hard to talk to you when they're pulling my photographer away. They're assaulting my photographer. They're assaulting my photographer over here.
Of the encampment, as we asked you to do.
So you believe you have the right to control this entire area, control who comes and goes?
Do you believe
you have the right to control who comes and goes in this area? Do you understand the First Amendment?
Yeah, I
don't think you do.
Because you
understand you're allowed to protest, but you think you have the right to keep the media from covering your protest.
Do you respect these undergraduates' First Amendment right to protest?
Yes, that's why we're here covering it. That's why we are here covering it. We are giving you coverage. And yet you are trying to keep us out over here from covering it.
We are asking you for the safety of these undergraduates who can face expulsion.
How is their safety in danger?
Because these undergraduates can face expulsion for protesting, for exercising their First Amendment rights because they are not protected. Okay, so we are asking you to only film people with their express consent. We have plenty of people.
You realize that is a ridiculous request.
But I realize that you can try if you care about people. Do you care?
There you go.
Okay. They're the moral authorities.
All right. We'll have much more of that throughout the day.
Okay. That's Chip Yost, KTLA. They were assaulting his photographer and pulling the camera away. And they notice how they put you on the moral defensive. Well, don't you care about, hey, if you don't want to suffer the consequences of supporting terrorism in public, then go home. Stay in your bedroom. Better yet, go to the classroom and go learn something about history. Learn something about current events. They don't teach this stuff, I guess, anywhere anymore, high school and college, that places like Iran, places like Gaza are run by Sharia law, are run by religious zealots. The things they do to women in these countries and the things they do to gays and lesbians and all the members of the alphabet, right? All the torture that goes on, they have no idea. He has no idea, that kid, about what the First Amendment is. First Amendment says that Chip Yost can stick his microphone out and stick the camera out and record what's going on in a public space. And if you don't want to be exposed and have some kind of consequences, then don't go. That's part of your freedom, too. You have the freedom to express yourself, and you have the freedom not to express yourself and stay home because you don't want to deal with the consequences. The First Amendment doesn't mean you don't have consequences for speaking your opinion. It depends on the time and place. The First Amendment just says the government can't take away your right to speak out. But a private university who think you're stirring up trouble on their private land? Well, of course they could set the rules. If they say, look, we're not going to have any public demonstrations or you get suspended, then that's their rule. Then don't go to the university. But the moral superiority, don't you care? How about I don't care? Coming up, we're going to talk to John Lewin. John Lewin is a deputy DA and big scandal in George Gascon's office. One of his top administrators is the assistant district attorney, Diana Turan, and she is now charged with 11 felonies by the state attorney general that she illegally accessed private information about police officers' records while being employed as cops. And we'll get into the details coming up.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.